This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
The Tuesday edition of the Cliffo and Bronte podcast. I feel like we need to just air hug it out.
Yeah, right.
We're on different sides of the desk. So
I do accept your apology.
That is not what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I agree. You were awful.
It's a very niggly pod today. And let me tell you guys, the road runs both ways. There was a few digs.
I got one good dig back. But you came for me from the start.
It was a terrible Tuesday on my behalf.
We had fun though. It's all in jest.
It's all in good faith.
Of course.
Until Bronte files a HR report.
Yeah, or you go to the boss about me calling you old again.
Yeah, that is wearing thin. We're good. So there was a couple of disagreements, as you will hear today. I did throw you under the bus when it came to misheard song lyrics.
I get it. I did say it on radio to thousands of people.
But I also threw you under the bus when it comes to your very sparse-looking Christmas tree.
Yes.
So judge for yourself.
We needed to ask what everyone else thought.
You can see the images of Bronte's very sparse looking Christmas tree on our socials.
You don't say it's sparse. It's just
swaying the jury there, you think?
It's just what's the word?
Minimalistic.
Minimalistic. It's a minimalist tree.
Oh, I don't even know I'm helping you there.
They should have used that in my argument.
You should have. It's too late. It's coming up. The Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
This is Clickbait Cliffo on Hit.
I clicked the headlines so you don't have to.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This one grabbed me because it combines a few of my passions, I guess. The state of Queensland and something else. Hackers push porn onto Queensland billboard for 3.5 minutes.
Ooh.
Have you seen this story?
I have not, surprisingly. Didn't come up in my recommended stories.
So you're a Southeast Queensland girl originally.
Yeah, Brisbane, Gold Coast.
Okay, Milton Road.
Oh.
Busy road, right?
Very busy road with a very big billboard near the 4X factory, actually.
Right?
Yep.
That's why they call them Milton Mangoes.
Oh, no.
So this happened just after, it happened exactly at 9:23 on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Not a very sexy time of the day.
But you know what? Prime time, because there's also a McDonald's on Milton Road near that billboard that hungover people are often going to get their sausage and egg McMuffin.
So well, they got a lot more than their sausage and egg McMuffin, let me tell you. So the hackers have gotten in. They've pushed porn onto this billboard. GOA, the billboard company. I think we've all seen that.
Yeah.
GOA, as we say. Mm. It's on the corner of the billboards.
Mm-hmm.
They said, within minutes of the breach occurring, our IT experts began an immediate shutdown and investigation.
Yep.
The billboard company provided police with images.
Oh,
my God. Not those images.
No, I'd hope not.
Images of people who may be able to help with their inquiries after the cyber attack. So the fact that they've got them on camera, they must have actually had to go to the billboard.
Yeah, right.
And, like, plug something into
plug
it.
Plug a USB in. I don't know how digital billboards work.
Plug a laptop in.
I love that there are some hackers out there that are doing, like, obviously horrible things, but, like, massive scale Medibank, you know, hacks. And these people are like, should we put porn on a billboard in Milton?
Nah.
Yeah! Let's do it.
Misheard song lyrics. After a perla was dropped by my little mate, Bronte Langbrook, yesterday. Now, this all in regards to this song.
This was in Can You Beat Bronte yesterday?
It was in Can You Beat Bronte.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing this, because we just played Can You Beat Bronte. It was pretty much exactly 24 hours ago. You had a question about that song.
Yeah.
So we're just going to play back the question.
We don't need to do it.
We're going
to
play back the question. We're going to play back your answer, then us discussing it at the end of the game.
Okay.
Enjoy. According to the musical group Delight, which organ does Groove reside in?
The hole? Groove is in the heart.
She said hole.
Is it in the hole?
Groove is in the heart.
I don't know what kind of organ a hole is, but...
Oh, there's a few on the body. good to know where Bronte's groove is,
everyone. 29 years, I thought the lyrics of that song was groove is in the hole.
groove is in your hole.
I think there's a hole in my brain, clearly.
No, look, I'm actually going to go into bat for you here.
Thanks, mate.
So I'm going to play this. Just everyone be quiet and just listen very, very carefully to the word when she sings heart.
Because doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound like it at all. Like, there's literally no t.
Are we even sure that she's saying it?
It's like that song with Taylor Swift, you know, and Starbucks lovers.
Oh,
everyone's
yes.
Sung Starbucks lovers.
Yes, correct,
like,
yeah.
I feel like misheard song lyrics are a thing that plague the best of us, Bronte.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't. Fortunately, they don't all get played out to thousands and thousands of people for you to realize. No.
Until now.
Yes.
Okay. 13, 10, 60 misheard song lyrics.
Mm.
What did you sing wrong, like, all your life until that ah
realization
moment, like that moment that Bronte had on air yesterday?
So embarrassing.
My one was quite rudely broken to me. The news was broken to me. That's what I'm trying to say. My early 20s, that I'd been singing. You know that song, "Our Lips Are Sealed."
I do. Hilary Duff and her sister did a cover of it.
Right? My whole childhood. Alex the Seal.
Oh.
Legitimately thought.
It makes it a much more wholesome song. I'm pretty sure that song's actually about, like, cheating, isn't it? So
probably. I legitimately thought it was a song. Oh. And this is all through my childhood years, because I feel like this was on one of Mum's mixtapes or something.
Probably.
But all through the 90s in my childhood, I think it came on the radio. It would have been the, in my early 20s, it would have been the Hilary Halle Duff version.
Of course.
And I was still singing, Alex the Seal.
And someone had to point it out.
Yeah, it was a woman I was dating. She's like, hold on, what did you sing?
Oh, no. Well, that's good. I'm glad Groove is in the hole and Alex the Seal have all been rectified.
Happens to everyone, mate. I said this to producer Alicia yesterday. Uh-huh. She sent through this clip of Peter Kay, a UK comedian.
Mm.
When you're singing on a karaoke, you haven't got a clue that those were words. I was singing Take That Back for Good. Wash your back. Wash your back. Wash your back. Want your back? What's this? Want your back.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
It's not wash your back.
What a realization.
13, 10, 60 misheard song lyrics.
Yeah.
So what did you sing wrong all your life until you had the Bronte Langbrook aha moment?
The experience.
Or dob someone else in, throw them under the bus.
Yeah.
What did someone else sing wrong?
Some of the music right. And people
We can all be wrong together.
Great.
13, 10, 60, Groove is in the hole, Alex the Seal, wash your back. 13, 10, 60, Joe, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, you too.
Hello.
Are you throwing yourself under the bus for singing a song wrong or someone else?
No, I'm dobbing my kids in.
What did they think?
As all good mothers do.
Yeah, good. What did they think?
So when the song, I'm pretty sure it was Maloko that sung it, and it was Sing It Back, they were convinced that it was Shave My Back. So they sit in the back seat of the car singing it at the top of their voices. Shave my back,
shave my back, shave my back. Joe, what's going on at your house?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no judgment.
Yeah, no. There was no reason why. They just were convinced that was the lyric.
I love that.
Joe, you're forgiven, mate.
Yes.
From one hairy-backed gorilla to all the others out there, it's all good. Ange is here. Ange, misheard song lyrics. What do you got?
Better Days Aside.
Instead
Betty
of?
Davis Eyes.
Oh. Better Days Aside.
So what's the real one now? I'm not even sure. Betty Davis Eyes.
Betty
is real.
Davis Eyes there is you real. Go.
I think Better Days Aside is a great substitute.
I thought so too.
Dwayne's here. Misheard song lyrics. What do you got?
Mate, I used to think that Elton John's Tony Danza was, you're saying Tony Danza, that actor from, I think, Who's the Boss?
Yeah. Well, that's Tony Danza. That's what Phoebe and Friends sings.
Exactly. I'm sure there are people out there that want to hold Tony Danza closer.
Never heard of Tony Dancer until he was in that episode of Friends with the Phoebe joke, but...
It was a very good publicity for him.
Fantastic. What is he, actor?
Sure. Who knows?
Let's go with that. 13 10 60. Michael's here. Michael, misheard song lyrics. What do you got for us?
Hey, mate. So it was actually a mate of mine. He used to sing the Cold Chisel song, but he used to say cheap wine and a three-legged goat.
So it's cheap wine and a three-day growth, like unshaved. Cheap wine and a three-legged goat. Does it fit? And a three-legged goat.
I mean... Come on. All the right syllables are there, so we'll have to give it to Michael's mate.
So we've had shaved backs, unshaved Jimmy Barnes songs, and seals named Alex. Really covering all the bases, right? Aren't we?
Aussies have 1 week left to have their say in something that comes around every year. It is the Macquarie Dictionary People's Choice Word of the Year. So...
Well done.
What are the words that you think you've said a lot, that you think people have said a ton? And you can add it. It will be officially added to the Macquarie Dictionary.
Yeah, well done to the fine people at Macquarie. This is their big moment.
It's their big time of year.
I feel like vax.
Vax?
Vaxed was a word last year.
Oh, was it?
Because this is the story that comes around at this time of year.
Yeah.
Every year. And I feel like, vaxed was the big word last year.
So some that have come as finalists include the spicy cough, which is what a lot of people refer to COVID-19 as. I've seen this a lot, Nepo Baby.
I don't know that one.
Nepo Baby is a celebrity with a famous parent, basically.
Uh-huh.
So like Lily Rose
Brooklyn
Depp.
Beckham.
Brooklyn Beckham is a Nepo Baby.
Not an overly flattering term by the sound of it.
No. You wouldn't want to be referred to as a Nepo baby. Margot Robbie has kind of reignited everyone's love for Barbie. And as a result, Barbie Core is a really popular. It's like that bright Barbie pink. It's that bright pink that you're
like
seeing
the
everywhere.
Style.
Exactly.
It's called Barbie Core, is it?
But
this, how's that? That bloody movie hasn't even come out yet.
I was at the shops yesterday and the amount of bright pink things everywhere, full on.
I've got an 8-year-old girl, mate. Oh, that's my life.
Your life is Barbie Core. But there's one that I have no idea what it means. You seem to, so I'm looking forward to finding out.
You tested me. Oh, I knew this one straight away.
What is a bachelor's handbag?
So producer Alicia didn't know.
No.
But I can tell you right now, it is a... Should I give everyone a few seconds to think about it?
A bachelor's hand... Like a satchel?
Have a think, everyone. What's a bachelor's handbag?
I don't know. I don't really...
It is a Woolies roast chicken in the little bag that you carried in. You know, the little plastic carry bag
with
the hole at the top. It's a bachelor's handbag, mate, because I think the implication is there. Bachelors eat nothing but cooked chook and coleslaw. Like it's easy.
It's an easy thing for single men to get their hands
on. By the way, there's a misrepresentation. Like we smash a bachelor's handbag probably once a fortnight. Just an easy dinner.
You and the family.
Fresh rolls, coleslaw.
Yeah.
Dinner's done.
I'm a woman and I'll get around a... roasted chook, maybe not. I can't even get the words out. But why does it have to be bachelor's? Why can't it just be a single person's
handbag?
You're not
really outraged by that, are you?
No, men can have that one. I'll give men that.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks playing tomorrow, Wednesday, the 23rd of November, Bronte.
Almost Christmas, so I feel like this clue is very appropriate. It is... Gingerbread.
Gingerbread!
Do you like gingerbread?
No, not really. Do you?
I don't mind it.
I appreciate a well-built gingerbread house.
I agree.
I feel like that's a work of art right there.
You know what? I'm actually thinking I probably more like the icing that goes on top of the gingerbread.
Yeah, that's what my 3-year-old does. You lick the icing and then put the cake back. Yep.
I didn't even realize it was
my 3-year-old and Bronte Langbrook. Gingerbread, your free Alpha Bucks answer for In the Morning on Hit and Listen.
Hello, boys and girls, it's Santa here. Merry Hitmas! Ho, ho, ho!
The real reason we're doing the Hit Miss show was because we were talking about when is the right time to put up your Christmas tree. And it all started because we had a debate about whether or not you should do it sooner rather than later.
December.
Yeah.
So we're doing it this Saturday.
This Saturday.
From 4 p.m. So we are a couple of days early. Just a couple of days early. But everyone, set your alarms.
That's what you wanted and that's what the people wanted.
Doing it together, 4 p.m. Saturday on the air and on the listener app.
And to get into that Christmassy spirit, I have bought my very first Christmas tree at 29 years old. Thank you.
What have you done for the last, because you've lived alone for a long time.
I mean,
where do you put presents? Just on the floor?
I've always lived away from home, so I've always travelled home for Christmas back to the Gold Coast, so I haven't needed anything in my house because it's just me and then I'm out of there for weeks. So
it makes me sad.
I mean, many things in my life will do that, so don't get bogged down in it. But I wanted to get something that I wanted to have for Christmas. But then also, the one that I decided is one that I think I can have up all year round.
Yeah, it's very sparse. Look, an hour ago, we first dropped this idea. And then literally just before the song there, we said, okay, you've got 3 minutes.
Yes.
To have a look at Bronte's Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And now on 13 10 60, you've had plenty of time. If you're a latecomer, at Cliffo and Bronte.
Yeah, Instagram.
On Instagram and
Facebook.
13 10 60, is Bronte's Christmas tree a Christmas tree?
What? Yeah, okay, all right. That's a good question,
I suppose. It just looks like a trunk with, I don't know, branches,
yeah,
but
that's
no
what
actual
someone
leaves.
Said. I sent a photo of it to someone and they were like, it looks like bare branches. That
it's like
just
a tree that's died.
That's perfect for me. I can't take
care
morbid, of a plant.
Though.
Yeah, but it still fits. It was in the Christmas section, okay?
We should say, too, the image on our Instagram is certainly not Bronte's house. That looks... She's found the catalogue version.
I thought you were going to say it doesn't
of the
do
Christmas
justice,
tree. But well, I don't think the tree does itself justice.
Oh.
It's awful, mate. It's not a Christmas tree.
Well, what type of Christmas tree do you have?
One with things on it.
Why? What's the point?
Because you're not even going to decorate this, are you?
No,
it's just
why
gonna
would
sit
I?
In the corner.
It is decorated. That's the point. It's pre-lit.
The fact that you said that it can stay up 365 days a year, too.
That is really the main reason I wanted it, because I like a lot of warm light in my living room, and so...
Well, then it's not a Christmas tree. It's just a dead tree
in
the corner.
It was in the Christmas section.
Of the room.
Mate.
13, 10, 60. Everyone... Like, you've just got a couple of minutes now. If you're pulling up at work or whatever, have a look at the image on the Cliffo and Bronte Instagram. And it's on Facey as well, too. It's on, like, the stories on Facey and Instagram.
Yeah.
13 10 60, please pass judgment. Is Bronte's Christmas tree a Christmas tree? Does it pass as a Christmas tree?
That's a good question.
Or is it just some sad excuse?
Oh, is it just a decoration?
Tell it, where'd you get it from as well, too?
Reject Shop.
Reject Shop. Boom. Is it Rosalie?
Yes.
Hey, hi, Rosalie.
You've done your homework. Hi. You've looked at the image. Does it pass as a Christmas tree?
Well, yes, because she can decorate it now and keep it up for the rest.
Oh, I can't hear a word you're saying, Rosalie.
No.
Are you on speakerphone, Rosalie? Can you take us off speaker? I can't hear you.
Okay.
I think she did say.
How's that better?
Oh,
that's
better.
So does it pass as a Christmas tree?
Yes. She can decorate it for Christmas and then keep it up as a corner light, as a like a mood light.
Right. So similar. Rosalie, what you're saying is it's a lamp.
Never.
She's bought a magical Christmas lamp. Tony's here. Tone, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Grinch?
Thank you, Tony.
You talking to me or are you talking to the leafless Christmas tree owner over there?
I'm talking to you, Cliffo.
Yeah.
Why am I a Grinch, mate? If anything, I'm promoting good, healthy, bountiful Christmas. That's the most Christmas thing ever.
No.
Have you seen the photo, Tony, of the tree?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
However,
well, then you have no place to comment, my friend.
No. Okay. Listen to the Cliffo. It is Bronte's tree, and it is her heart that matters. If she loves that tree, let her have it.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, you're just picking favourites, Tony. You're just picking favourites, mate.
Cliffo, I'm really disappointed. that you have lost your Christmas spirit.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to be fazed by someone who's disappointed by not even bothering to look at the photo. You haven't even done your homework, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
You haven't even done your homework.
This is TikTok Tuesday.
Okay, so we're doing TikToks on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Well, we're uploading things almost every day on our TikTok. If you search for Cliffo and Bronte. Yeah, we're getting the follower count up there.
I feel like on Tuesdays, though, we this is where we go full TikTok. Like, you had me doing a ridiculous dance.
Yeah, this is where we really, like, look at the trends online.
Yeah.
And I try to get you to get across them.
Something going up later on our TikTok. Search Cliffo and Bronte, like we say. But I've actually found a story of a TikToker changing the world for the better.
I love
this. Her name is Liv Dainton, right? And she's a mad Pringle fan.
Pringle the chips?
Yeah, the chips in the tube, right?
Uh-huh.
But her problem is she loves all of the Pringles so much and she can't pick a favourite, so she wants to eat them all, but in the one tube. Enter her idea.
Oh.
Pringle Mingle.
What? She likes all the flavours of Pringles.
Totally. And she doesn't want to just buy salt and vinegar or original or, you know, cheese or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She wants them all together. I'm just going to play a bit. This is direct. I've actually listened to this, so hope it's all good. This is direct off Liv's TikTok, okay? Have a listen.
Pringles, why don't you bring a tube out with all your flavours in? I know it would be hard because then all the flavours would kind of mingle into each other, but I have something that may fix that. Say, like, the bottom's paprika. And then you put kind of like a sheet of cardboard over them or something.
See, that's her idea. But I think the mingling of the flavours is kind of the beauty of it.
Yeah.
The paprika will mix in with the salt and vinegar.
That's it. I don't think it needs any separation. If you're going to do it, you might as well go all in and just let them bleed together.
Well, Pringles have actually responded on their own TikTok and they've said, look, because this is getting heaps of likes and stuff. And a spokesman for Pringles has commented, we absolutely love Liv's idea. It's not an actual product, but who knows what may happen in the future. So guys, you heard it here first.
The Pringle Mingle.
Pringle Mingle could be a thing on your supermarket shelves before too long.
Is it bad that the, like, cynic in me goes, I wonder if this is all just a marketing ploy from Pringles for organic content?
That's the original tweet actually put out by Liv, who works for Pringles. No. It's not. It's going to be a thing. Make it a thing, man. It's the only time I've ever cared for TikTok.
Oh, please.
If I've ever cared anything about TikTok.
I've caught you on there multiple times.
Is when it comes to influencing my my chip consumption. Food talk.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.